With Parliament safely risen for the year, Prime Minister Scott Morrison today delivered major announcements on religious freedoms and a federal anti-corruption body. The government has announced a National Integrity Commission, but the decision to conduct hearings in private has already drawn the ire of Labor and the crossbench. The Prime Minister says he's determined not to establish a kangaroo court.
That, frankly, have been used, sadly, too often for the pursuit of political, commercial or bureaucratic agendas in the public space. I think those exercises have sought to undermine public confidence, not improve it. They've not added, I think, to the integrity of public administration.
And months after receiving it, the government also released the long-awaited review of religious freedoms and its response. For Labor's response, I'm joined now by Mark Dreyfus, the Shadow Attorney General. Welcome back to RN Drive.
Good to be with you, Patricia.
The federal government says this will be an investigative body and that any prosecutions that arise from it would go through the courts. Why does it need to have public hearings?
We think that public hearings are a really essential part of any National Integrity Commission. And I think it's a view that's widely shared by the Australian public. It's certainly a view that's shared with the retired judges who've been calling for a National Integrity Commission to be established. David Ipp, the former ICAC commissioner, has been very clear about this, that without public hearings, you don't get the educative effect, the effect of being able to teach the public about corruption, anti-corruption measures, and importantly, you don't get new witnesses coming forward. If you hold public hearings, the public are aware of what's happening. They're aware of the process. I don't think that the Australian people who want to see a National Anti-Corruption Commission established want a secret tribunal.
Don't people who are the subject of an investigation have a right to expect privacy unless they're charged?
Well, that's one of the great issues, and we've sought to deal with that by saying that there should not be compulsory public hearings for every part of every inquiry, but rather the commissioner should have a discretion to decide whether or not a particular part of an inquiry should be held in public. But without that discretion, all you're left with is a secret tribunal, and that doesn't serve the functions I outlined before.
Okay, and who would make that determination, just to be clear?
Oh, it's appropriately made by the commissioner, the commissioner in charge of the National Integrity Commission.
And do you provide any framework for when and how they would make these decisions, when on what basis?
Yeah, we've suggested in the seven principles that we outlined when Bill Shorten announced our commitment to a National Integrity Commission back in January this year, that it would be important to write into the legislation some criteria so that people, the public, could see how the commissioner was going about making that choice of whether or not to hold a hearing in public. They would be public interest considerations. And, of course, on the other side of the ledger, you've got to have concern for people's reputations. But both functions have to be considered. Both issues have to be considered. You can't simply say that because there's potential reputational damage, the commission would never sit in public, which seems to be the odd position that the government's arrived at.
The government's proposal would not allow retrospective investigations. Should investigations be retrospective?
We think, of course, they should be retrospective. It's a curious thing that the Morrison government is proposing to us. They're not that they're going to do it. They're proposing that after an election at which they were re-elected, they would establish a National Integrity Commission, because they're certainly not going to legislate before the election. They're proposing that if they establish one, it wouldn't be able to look at any of the activities that have occurred under the Abbott, Turnbull or Morrison governments. And we don't think that's right. Well, I think that the Attorney General's got muddled up here and is confusing the issue of whether or not you should retrospectively make an act criminal by retrospective effect of criminal law with this form of integrity commission, which of course is an executive inquiry. And of course it should be able to look at past events.
Cathy McGowan, the Independent, has welcomed this and says she'll work with the government. Is there room to hammer out something bipartisan, or are we going to see something, you know, a polarised debate around this?
I would welcome working with the government, and that's the invitation that Bill Shorten and I held out in January this year. We've been met by the government by either deriding or flatly rejecting everything about a National Integrity Commission, with Mr. Morrison describing it as a fringe issue in Parliament. Mr. Porter wrote to me in May saying that there was no persuasive evidence for it. And as recently as the 19th of November, Christopher Pyne was saying he didn't think that was necessary. Now, of course, we would welcome bipartisan work because of all things that needs bipartisan support, it's anti-corruption measures where the public grow to understand that all parties in the Australian Parliament have set their face firmly against corruption and are working together on measures to deal with corruption. It's one of the reasons that we've advanced for why this is needed. It's to rebuild confidence in our system of governance.
So given the government has made this announcement today for a federal anti-corruption body, is there room to try and legislate for it? And if Labor wants to make changes to do that, if you were to win government?
Well, unfortunately, I'm now a member of the parliament that never sits because this government has
decided... Well, it will sit for a couple of weeks next year before there's an election.
7 sitting days before the budget on the 2nd of April. That's the current government plan. So if they can put legislation together, we're very happy to look at it. But unfortunately, that's not the course they've set. They've published a consultation paper, a pretty thin and inadequate consultation paper, but they've published one, and they've called for submissions with no indication that they're proposing to put legislation together. But of course, if... I'm ready to be surprised if the government actually gets its skates on and produces a bill. We'll work with the government on it. We'll look at it.
If you're just tuning in, this is RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvalis and my guest tonight is Mark Dreyfus, who is the Shadow Attorney General. 0418 226 576 is our text line. What do you make of the government's announcement? And of course, Labor already has an alternative anti-corruption commission it wants to press ahead with. On another issue and another government announcement today that is quite significant, the federal government has released its response to the Religious Freedoms Review, the Ruddock Review. It's accepting 15 of the 20 recommendations. The rest are going off to review, including the rights of schools to discriminate against students and teachers. But there is in this a Religious Discrimination Act. Now, I know Bill Shorten has said, yes, Labor is prepared to look at this. Will you legislate a Religious Discrimination Act?
We'll look at the detail when the government releases legislation. Again, I'm very concerned at the limited time the government's allocated to parliamentary sitting days next year. Doesn't really give much time. And I'd have to say, on whether or not a Religious Discrimination Act is needed, Labor is resolutely opposed to all forms of discrimination in Australia, including religious discrimination. And if one is needed, and I'd have to say that's not something that is absolutely obvious. There's been 3 previous inquiries in the last 3 years before the Ruddock report, none of them saying that there was a high level of religious discrimination in Australia. But if one's needed, we're certainly prepared to look at it and we'll certainly look at the detail if the government ever gets around to releasing legislation.
So you don't think that they've made the case for a Religious Discrimination Act?
I think it's worth examining, and I think it's worth examining in the context of how it fits with anti-discrimination law. One of the difficulties that's been faced with the removal of the exemption for LGBTI kids in religious schools, that is the removal of discrimination against LGBTI students, is just how it might interact with religious rights and religious freedoms. And it might be that the solution to the difficult problem that has apparently prevented Mr. Morrison from keeping the promise he made during the Wentworth by-election, it might be that the solution lies in legislating a Religious Discrimination Act. But as I say, it's a pity we didn't get the Ruddock report 6 months ago. It's a pity the government hasn't moved faster. It's a pity Mr. Morrison hasn't kept his promise. We will be working on all of this, and if we are elected, it's clearly going to be something that we will have to deal with.
So is this unlikely now to pass before a federal election, in your view?
Well, we put a private member's bill up in almost in despair because Mr. Morrison hadn't kept his promise to remove the discrimination against LGBTI kids in religious schools when he said he would. He managed to make a complete hash of that in the last 2 weeks of Parliament. Our private member's bill is still there. The government and I think Senator Patrick, the Centre Alliance, referred the bill to yet another inquiry by a Senate committee. That'll be reporting on the 12th of February, and when we go back to Parliament, we will continue to prosecute that matter.
Okay, so that means, of course, it will become an election issue, the Religious Discrimination
Act. Well, I hope it's not a seriously.
There's no other option because you say you want to prioritise the other issue, which has been sent off to the Law Reform Commission. So there won't be time to deal with it. So it's inevitably going to become an election issue.
Well, again, part of the announcement that was made by Mr. Morrison today was that he was sending off to the Law Reform Commission an issue that's already been looked at by several inquiries, that is this question of the exemption for children.
I know, but the Parliament can't come to an agreement. You can't agree with the government can't agree with you, you won't have a conscience vote. There's an impasse, there's a stalemate.
I don't, the conscience vote is a complete red herring, Patricia. It's got nothing to do with anything. I don't know why Mr. Morrison is, other than perhaps he's attempting to cause some confusion here, there's no reason to say that the conscience vote one way or another is an issue. I'm waiting to hear coherent, sensible arguments from Mr. Morrison as to why Labor's very simple proposal to remove the exemption, which is what our bill does, and it's what Mr. Morrison promised he would do, I haven't heard any sensible or coherent arguments from Mr. Morrison as to why that shouldn't be progressed. And if he wants, I would plead with him not to make any of these matters a matter of partisan contention, let alone some kind of election issue. They're much too important and difficult issues for that to occur. We've got plenty of other things to argue about at the election, like health and education and jobs, and let's hope that those are the issues and not some manufactured issue by Mr. Morrison about religious freedom.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much.
That's Mark Dreyfus. He is Labor's Shadow Attorney General. 0418 226576 is our text line, and there are some big issues to text on if you want to. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made two very significant announcements today. He announced that he would have a Religious Freedoms Act, an act which protected religious freedoms in this country, and a commissioner that is entirely going to be looking at these issues in the Human Rights Commission, and also a federal anti-corruption body, but it wouldn't have public trials. You wouldn't be able to see its work. What do you make of this? 0418 226 576 is the text line.